228. Jesus speaks at Bethsaida. 25th July 1945. Jesus is speaking in Philip's house. Many people have gathered before it, and Jesus is standing on the threshold, which is built on two high steps. The news of Peter's adopted son, who has come with the miniature fortune of three little sheep, seeking the great wealth of a family, has spread like a drop of oil on a piece of cloth. They all speak about it, whispering comments, which correspond to their different ways of thinking. Those who are sincere friends of Simon and Porphyria are glad to see him happy. Those who are malevolent say,
to make her accept him, he had to give the boy a dowry.
Good people say,
we shall all love this little boy, whom Jesus loves.
Ill-disposed people state,
Simon's generosity? Never on your life! He must have made a profit, otherwise.
Other greedy people comment,
I would have done that, too, if I had been given a boy with some sheep. Three sheep, do you realize that? A little flock. And they are beautiful. Supplies of milk and wool are guaranteed, and then they will have lambs to sell or to keep. It's a wealth. And the boy can serve and work.
Others contradict them all.
Oh, what a shame. Expect payment for a good deed? Simon certainly never thought of that. As a fisherman with a modest income, we have always known him to be generous to the poor and particularly to children. It is only fair, now that he no longer earns anything by fishing, and that his family is growing, that he should make a little profit in some other way.
While they are all making their comments, putting into words the good or the evil hidden in their hearts, Jesus is listening and speaking to a man of Capernaum, who has come to see him, and tell him to go, as soon as possible, because the daughter of the head of the synagogue is dying, and also, because a lady has been going there for some days, in the company of a handmaid, looking for him. Jesus promises to go the following morning. His decision grieves the people of Bethsaida, who would like to have him in their town for a few more days.
There are other people who need me more than you do. So let me go. In any case, I shall be in Galilee during the summer months and I will be in Capernaum very often. So it will be easy for us to meet. A father and mother are in anguish, and it is charity to help them. You approve of Simon's kindness towards the orphan. At least the good ones among you do. But only the opinions of good people are of value. You should not listen to the opinions of those who are not good, because they are always tinged with poison and falsehood. So, since you are good, you must approve of my goodness, in going to comfort a father and a mother. And do not allow your approval to be fruitless, but let it urge you to active imitation. The pages of the scriptures tell us how much good can come from a good action. Let us remember Tobit. He deserved that an angel should protect his son Tobias, and should teach him how to give sight back to his father. But how many charitable deeds just Tobit had performed without any thought of personal profit, notwithstanding the reproaches of his wife, and the dangers to his life. And remember the words of the archangel. Prayer and fasting were good things, and almsgiving is worth more than mountains of gold treasures, because almsgiving saves from death, purges every kind of sin, makes people find mercy and eternal life. When you were praying, and shedding tears and burying the dead, I offered your prayers to the Lord. I solemnly tell you that my Simon will exceed by far the virtues of old Tobit. He will remain as the guardian of your souls in my life, after I have gone. He is now beginning his paternity of a soul, so that tomorrow he will be the holy father of all the souls faithful to me. Therefore do not complain. But if one day you should find on your way an orphan, like a bird fallen out of its nest, pick him up. It is not the mouthful of food shared with an orphan that impoverishes the table of the true sons. On the contrary, it brings the blessing of God to that house. Do that because God is the father of orphans, and he presents them to you himself, so that you may help them by rebuilding for them the nest destroyed by death. And do that because it is prescribed by the law given by God to Moses, who is our legislator. Just because while he was a defenseless baby, in a hostile land of idols, he found a merciful heart that knelt down to save him from death, rescuing him from the river, freeing him from persecutions, because God had destined that Israel should one day have her liberator. An act of piety thus obtained for Israel her leader. The repercussions of a good deed are like sound waves, which spread very far from the spot of emission, or, if you prefer so, they are like gusts of wind, which carry far away the seed blown from fertile soil. You may go now. Peace be with you.
The vision ends. Jesus then says,
you will put here the vision of the resurrection of Jairus' daughter, which you had on the 11th of March 1944.